Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everybody, this is Karun Chandok, just leaving the Suzuka circuit to head back to Tokyo, and thought I'd take the opportunity to do my post-race video. In the end, a bit of an anticlimactic race really. You'd have to say for the second week in a row, I couldn't believe it when I got to the grid and the engine cover was coming off Seb's car, and it was quite clear that things were not normal, things were not going to be okay. Ferrari, of course, kept saying, yeah, it'll all be fine. But that wasn't the case, as we found out straight away on lap one when he lost out. And that's hugely disappointing. You know, the whole Asian adventure, if you look at Singapore, Malaysia and Japan, has absolutely destroyed Ferrari's World Championship hopes. You know, combine that with Monza, where they were far off the pace compared to the Mercedes guys. You know, that's basically four races in Spa where the championship has just gone down the road. And that's a real shame for Sebastian, who has driven well. And ultimately, the Ferrari isn't as quick a car on the Saturdays. But, you know, he was starting in the front row. We saw the Merc wasn't that quick in race trim relative to the Red Bulls. And I think if Seb had a go, he would have been in the hunt. So, yeah, really anticlimactic. What can you say about Lewis? You know, devastating form yet again in qualifying. It was really nice to watch the 2017 cars here in Suzuka. Those high-speed changes of direction through the S's and around Spoon Curve and stuff. They were pretty mighty to watch. And when you watch Lewis's onboard lap, it was a really stellar lap. It's one of those where you take a step back and go, phew, that was impressive. You really put it all on the line. And you know, the fact that, again, Valtteri was nowhere close to him just shows what a superlative qualifier he is. And come the Grand Prix, it wasn't as easy. I think for a variety of reasons, the Red Bull can't, well, mainly they say straight line speed. I'm going to analyze the data a bit more before we go to Austin. But, you know, for whatever reason, in qualifying, the Red Bull couldn't get within 6, 7, 8 tenths, probably even a second, really, ultimately, if you hook the sectors up, of Lewis. But come the Grand Prix, Max was there. You know, he was able to sit within a couple of seconds of Lewis. He was never really, I think, going to pass. It got a little bit close towards the end, but realistically, I don't ever think there was a chance that he was going to overtake him. You know, if you look at the actual pace, the race pace is fine. And almost you think if he'd started at the front, then he would have had the opportunity to win the Grand Prix and have track position. So really the foundations of the Merc victories are laid in those amazing qualifying laps from Lewis on Saturday. The grid penalties became a big talking point again over the weekend, didn't they? It was ridiculous on Saturday after qualifying. We're all wandering around the paddock, speaking to different teams and different people in the media center and whatever, trying to work out what the grid is, and nobody has a clue. It is really frustrating to see that, you know, we're in this situation where nobody at the checkered flag can conclusively tell us what the grid order is. And you know, to have Valtteri and Kimi out of contention with the gearbox penalties as well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that went on there, and I still believe they need to find another solution, whether it's constructors' points or, you know, if we think somebody's going to have a penalty or somebody's changed a gearbox or an engine, maybe make them qualify with a 10 kilo or 15 kilo extra fuel load. And it's something that David Coulthard mentioned to me this morning. We actually thought about it and thought that's quite a good solution. So at least everybody knows what the ultimate result is. But yeah, anyway, it was a big talking point, but it got settled down. I think when you look back at the weekend, you'd have to say Lewis absolutely stellar. No more words really to describe his performance. He is well on his way to becoming a four-time world champion. It's just a question of when and not if anymore. I thought Max was brilliant on lap one. I think, Seb had his issues, but you know, Max was very opportunistic down at the hairpin, lunging down the inside. He got the move done on Daniel as well, which was really important because that was the difference between finishing second or third. You know, Daniel got stuck behind Ocon for an extra lap or two, and by that stage Max was gone, so that was an important move for him. And he's just continues to prove that he is a driver well beyond his years. Daniel, of course, did a typically good, solid job, got a podium again, and he's, you know, that is unquestionably the best driver lineup in Formula One today, I think, Red Bull. So if they can arrive in 2018 with a car that can qualify, you know, and can challenge the Mercs in qualifying on whether it's power or whatever, then all of a sudden those guys are going to be right in the hunt for the world championship crown. I think that's going to be something hopefully that we'll get to see next year. In the midfield, it was a real shame for Hülkenberg because I think that end of the race would have been fun to watch. He put on a new set of tyres, and you know, as a driver you're spending a lot of time thinking about what you need to do at the end, and he spent the entire race sort of gearing himself up towards an attack, I think, at the end of the Grand Prix when he would have had fresh new tyres, and in the end it wasn't to be. Of the others in the midfield, I thought Force India did a great job. Brilliant drive by both Ocon and Perez. Ocon has really come on strong, and again I think they've got a really good driver lineup. They push each other hard. They're two young hard racers, and there's a good balance going on between them. So, and I think the team has done a very good job with the car as well. William will be disappointed with the way their weekend panned out. And you got to mention Haas, because they've had a really tough 8 days, I suppose, between FP2 in Malaysia with Grosjean's big accident and qualifying here with Grosjean's big accident. Two very different reasons, obviously. But for them to get a double points finish, it's a great, great result heading into their home race in Austin next time. So I was really pleased for Gunther and the team, because they've had an expensive and difficult period for them. So yeah, great result. What else? I mean, you got to say that the final hurrah for McLaren Honda on Honda's home territory didn't go particularly well. Yeah, Fernando got close to the point but didn't really get there, and you know, Stoffel didn't get the point either, so all those penalties for Fernando really ruined a good opportunity. And you know, he managed to drag the car into Q3, which showed there was some potential, but it didn't work out for them, obviously. And I think, you know, I finally got to make a shout out to Julian Palmer, because I thought he conducted himself very well under the circumstances. Today was a tough day for him, you know, having been announced yesterday or last night, even quite late at night. We were all in the, having finished dinner at 9:30 or something, we got a press release saying that you know, he's being dropped from the next Grand Prix in Austin. So, you know, that must have been really tough for him to go through the weekend knowing that announcement was coming and knowing that this was going to be his last Grand Prix weekend, but trying to keep it private. So, but he handled himself well. He answered the questions, took them all on the chin, and, you know, drove a good race to finish 12th. So, I thought as a person, forget racing driver, I thought as a person, really full credit to him. He dealt with a tough situation very well indeed. Anyway, on to Austin. Well, first of all, going home, which I'm really looking forward to. It's been a long 10 or 12 days away in Malaysia, and here it's been a tough couple of weeks, I think, for everybody traveling. And we're all looking forward to going home and having a little bit of time with our families. And we will join you all in Austin in a couple of weeks' time. See you then. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.